This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The special discussion on Operation Sindoor will resume today in the Lok Sabha. The discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive operation in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was initiated by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in the House yesterday. Participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said India's military response to the Pahalgam attack signalled a new normal in countering cross-border terrorism. He outlined a five-point approach that now defines India's stance on cross-border terrorism.
The challenge of cross-border terrorism continues, but Operation Sindoor marks a new phase. There is now a new normal. The new normal has 5 points. 1, terrorists will not be treated as proxies. 2, cross-border terrorism will get an appropriate response. 3, terror and talks are not possible together. There will only be talks on terror. 4, not yielding to nuclear blackmail. And finally, terror and good neighborliness cannot coexist. Blood and water cannot flow together. This is our position.
The External Affairs Minister strongly denied any external mediation in ending the India-Pakistan conflict in May, asserting that the US had no role. Earlier initiating the discussion in the House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said India carried out a calibrated and non-escalatory operation targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan in response to the cowardly attack on tourists in Pahalgam. He said over 100 terrorists were neutralized and 9 hideouts were destroyed.
7 मई 2025 को रात्रि 1:05 भारतीय सशस्त्र बलों ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर प्रारंभ किया जिसमें पाकिस्तान और पाक ऑक्युपाइड कश्मीर में भारत के खिलाफ आतंकी गतिविधियों से जुड़े 9 स्थानों को निशाना बनाया गया इनमें से 7 आतंकी शिविरों को भारतीय सेना ने पूरी तरह से नष्ट कर दिया जबकि भारतीय वायुसेना ने मुरीद के और बहावलपुर को नेस्त नाबूद किया जो लश्कर-ए-तैयबा और जैसे मोहम्मद के केंद्र है जानकर पूरे सदन को प्रसन्नता होगी कि विद इन 22 मिनट्स पूरा ऑपरेशन समाप्त और हमने आतंकवादियों को उनके घर में घुसकर मारा सशस्त्र बलों ने हमारी माताओं और बहनों के सिंदूर का बदला लिया और प्रत्येक भारतीय इस भावना से ओत प्रोत हो गया अध्यक्ष महोदय
In Jammu and Kashmir, 3 terrorists were killed in a fierce encounter in the upper reaches of Lidwas Forest in Harwan area in central Kashmir's Srinagar district yesterday. The area is in the outskirts of Srinagar city. IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi told media yesterday that the identity of the killed terrorist is being ascertained. In Jharkhand, 4 Kavadiyas travelling in a bus to Deoghar died on the spot during a head-on collision between a bus and a truck near Jamunia Chowk in Mohanpur block. On the Deogarh-Hansdia road this morning. More than 20 passengers are seriously injured. Thailand has accused Cambodia of violating a ceasefire agreement reached yesterday, saying clashes continue despite a deal aimed at ending 5 days of fighting. Spokesperson for the Royal Thai Army, Major General Win Thai Suvari, said Cambodia had attacked Thai territory in several places overnight. He said Thailand regarded this as a deliberate violation of the agreement aimed at destroying trust between one another. Madhya Pradesh is receiving heavy monsoon rains in the entire state, due to which all the rivers are in spate. The state has received 70% of its rains this season. In Uttarakhand, intermittent rainfall has been continuing across most parts of the state since last night. According to the Met Department, this spell of rain is expected to persist. The department has issued a yellow alert of heavy rainfall in most parts of the state. In view of the heavy rainfall, the public has been advised to remain cautious. Meanwhile, due to the ongoing rain alerts, there is a forecast of low to moderate flood risk in the districts of Almora, Bageshwar, Chamoli, Dehradun, Haridwar, Pauri, Nainital, Pithoragarh, Rudraprayag, Tehri and Uttarkashi. Divya Deshmukh became the first Indian to win the FIDE Women's World Cup title after defeating fellow Indian Koneru Hampi in Batumi, Georgia. The match lasted for 3 days and was decided through tie breaks, with Divya emerging victorious with a score of 2.5 to 1.5. And that is the end of this news bulletin.